Some limitations and suggestions. I have tried to keep simplicity of comprehension as the keynote for this volume. Translations of 13 Upanishads presented here have been rendered as far as possible, clear and free of intricacies. 12 of these translations, namely Katha, Isha, Kena, Taittiriya, Aitareya, Mundaka, Shvetashvatar, Brihadaranyaka, Maitrayani, Chandogya, Prashna, and Kaushitaki, are from F. Max Müller's celebrated and scholarly two-volumed The Upanishads, a work which appeared more than a century ago. The last, Mandukya Upanishad, has been freshly translated by me. We have introduced some changes and made certain alterations in Max Müller's translations. First, the scheme of transliteration of Sanskrit words has been changed, from one which was followed by him to what is far simpler to follow and far more in conformity with current practice. Footnote: some Sanskrit words, for example Vishnu, have come fairly commonly into English usage. It was felt proper to leave them as such. End of footnote. Second, the text has been revised so as to correct a few inaccuracies in Max Müller's translation of the Sanskrit words and simplify the construction where it was felt that readability was somewhat impaired. However, we have not altered the translator's original tenor and style. Third, all the original comments, explanations, and footnotes, often very lengthy and technical, have been dropped. These have been replaced by far fewer simplified footnotes. To enable us to do this, certain terms in Max Müller's text were, wherever possible, altered so as to render the text clear by itself and footnotes redundant. Fourth and last, from the full texts of the Upanishads as offered by Max Müller, we have omitted passages and verses whose significance depends on a detailed familiarity with the whole of Vedic lore, and which therefore not only appear odd, but also affect the overall coherence. A word or two about a literary practice which is often encountered in Indian classical literature, and which can give rise to some confusion in the minds of those who are unfamiliar with it or with the meanings of Sanskrit words. It is often the case that a person is addressed by a variety of names. Other than one's own name, these other names are usually derived from lineage, some illustrious figure in the line of descent, father or mother, place of origin, etc. In the Katha Upanishad, for instance, Nachiketa's father, Vajashravasa, is also called Gautama, Audalaki, Aruni, etc.